Yeah, that's
RGM.
And every once in a while he mentions such as that. He'll tell you about a rodeo here or something.
I like this. I think I always read your Sunday paper.
Yes.
I think it's one of the best parts in the paper.
It is.
You want me to flip it back over there? Have you been watching the Democratic Convention tonight?
I'm not much of a politician.
I'm not either. I just don't understand them. I think we should throw them all out and get a third party.
Yeah.
But that's just because I don't know what's going on.
I'm a Democrat and I always vote. Of course, I don't always vote for every Democrat. I vote for Republicans too. But I'm not any politician at all.
Now that's, I just don't take time to read the platforms and things like that.
I don't either.
And if I did, I'd probably become very irate because they didn't stick to their platform. Let's see, a poor person who lives out in the back country, you might say, is a sort of shiftless and no good.
Well, you mean a tramp?
Yeah, that would be. I was thinking of just a general term for a poor white person.
Well, I don't know what you would call it. Sometimes they call a fellow that is not worth a dime, and shiftless and don't care, trash. You know, you speak about you. I don't know if you ever heard, but hey, you talk about somebody who lives out at the edge of town or maybe out in the country that is shiftless and so on, and they'll say, "Well, that trash out there."
Let's see now, do you have any special term for a person who may live in a remote section?
No, I don't.
Kind of backwards in his ways?
Well, I don't know that. If the only thing that I would know, he would just be a backward person.
This is kind of jumbled on this page. I'll have a number of things that don't come together. Well, let's say you were out walking on the ice and you lost your footing and threw your arms up in the air and staggered around but didn't fall down. Your wife says, "What are you doing out there, dancing?" And you say, "No, I'm not dancing. I..."
Stumbling?
Well, did you fall down? "No, I didn't fall down, but I..."
Lost my balance.
Or, how about "I almost fell"?
That would be all right.
If you're not, let's say someone knocks at the door and you're not ready at that particular moment, but you can be there in a very short time, you say,
"Just a moment."
You ever say "just a minute"?
Sometimes.
And if you want to inquire a distance, you'd say,
"How far is it to so and so?"
If you're not quite ready to go someplace and you wish the person to remain here, so you go with him in just a second, you might say,
"Sit down a minute.
And I'll be right there, so don't go away, but..."
Just wait.
Wait for me?
That'd be all right.
Did you ever hear as a boy, "Wait on me"?
Yes, I've heard that quite a bit.
Which one would you use?
Well, I think I'd
say, which one would you have used as a boy?
Oh, I expect I don't remember particularly, but I expect I just said, "Wait on me." That's quite common, I think.
When I was a boy, we used to holler, "Wait up."
Yeah.
Struck me as strange, but that's what we said.
Well, I've heard that expression too.
And let's see, if you want to get somebody's attention, you'd say, "Hey there." You wanted to glance at something, you'd say, "Hey there.
Look at this.